Warning, sensitive images.
Now is a time, you know, that begin to feel that they need something more, that there's something empty in their heart that money, food, sex, drugs cannot fill. And then they begin, you see? That's how so many spiritual organizations and fashion have been booming all this time, which is good. Yeah, but still try your best to spread vegan around. Huh? Whomever you meet casually mention, I'm vegan, and why? Yeah, go sometimes into non-vegetarian restaurants, explain why. It might not help immediately, but they think about it. Because your logic will wake them up, and they will understand why they have to kill to live. Yeah? If they go into like a surgery room, or look through the glass, you see all this naked flesh. It's just like all the pig people and things that they eat. When the surgeon cuts the flesh open and it's all wounded and all that, it's the same. It looks so horrible. And how can they put that thing in their mouth? Yeah, I know. Yeah, they didn't kill. They don't see it, that's why. But most people, if they have to kill it, I don't think they can. But still, you know, I don't know. Woof. Survival is a strong instinct, eh? It blurs all kinds of other instincts in your head. It's the Maya that makes it that way. So everybody is kind of blind and deaf and dumb. Sometimes they know it, they see some film about killing and all that, but the next day they forget already. And they just, it's so convenient and easy, you know? A piece of beef looks like a piece of cake in the shop. It doesn't look anything like it has a head or has eyes or has a living, you know, has life or has any movements, you understand? It's just one piece like that. So it's easier for them to forget the suffering of the animals, people. I think in the future, the governments of all the countries will do something, I hope, like the thing they do with cigarettes. Like they put a warning outside of the cigarettes, a box, like cigarettes can kill, cigarettes do this and that, cancer, lung cancer, shorten life. Decrease sexual appetite, whatever, function or whatever, that's what they should do. Huh? If they do that, then the men will stop quick. That's what the research say. You know, if you say, okay, shorten their life, we have cancer, or they don't listen. But anything that they say detrimental to your sexual function, they stop quick. The researchers told me that. I mean, reported that. Okay, so I should say outside, if you don't meditate 2.5 hours. It might work, eh? If you tell lie, it also affects your function. Okay, so maybe in the future, I think the governments, I suggest, yeah, the leader or organizations or the government should warn people, you know? Oh, not warning, but at least compulsory, you know, like put a dead cow person inside a shop, the whole cow, or the whole picture with the butchering activity of it, or let it run on the film is even better. To let people know what is it that they're getting, what is it that they're paying for. Otherwise, I feel like a lie, you know? Just sell them a piece of meat or a piece of chicken like that is... She's not a farm anymore. Okay, chicken, they sell the whole thing sometimes, but mostly just half of it or something. You don't see anything. You don't see the way they chop the chicken person alive, the head. You don't see the way they hang the cow person on one leg and let the blood drip one drop at a time to the floor. They don't see the way they cut the pig person's throat while he's kicking. And sometimes miss and cut again. They don't see that. You know, remember I had to talk or be a vegetarian, be a hero?
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah. Interesting. It was air on the, I think, PAX or something. America's biggest channel. What's the name of that?
PAX.
PAX, okay, okay. So, normally 90 million people watch it. So at least 70 million people watch that day. I hope they really wake up some, at least some of them. If 70 million people watch, how many millions do you think will be affected? Like, how many? 5-6 million minimum, 10%, right? At least. And some others will think about it. And if they have a chance to read something else similar again or hear something, that will be more reinforcing, and then more will come. And 5-6 million people affect another 5-6 million or more, because one family mostly has 2, 3, 4 people. So it will be multiplied in time. And those four people in the family will spread it out again. Later with their family or with their neighbors and their friends. And then that their friend neighbor spread it out to another few million again. And that few million spread it out again. So that's how it works. Yeah? So I told them also to air something like that in Europe. But did they do anything yet? Find some like big channel?
Yeah? Find a channel yet.
Why not?
A community channel.
Okay, okay. Do as much as you can. But what I mean is something like that. Something with a big impact. Of course, we have to pay for it, eh? Yeah, like, how much is that? Maybe $50,000 or something per section? One time? Or maybe more than that, I don't remember, I don't know. I just say do it, I do it for the animal people. Yeah. So our money goes around different channels. Each channel around, you know? Yeah. I can't remember how much that was. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, okay. Anyway, because that channel is big, you know, you gotta pay. And it was not cheaper, expensive. But some channels are free, some channels are cheaper. It depends on how many people watch. That's what it is. Yeah. All right. What were we talking about? Oh, in the future, yeah, in the future. I think just like warning on cigarette boxes. They should put warning also on alcohol bottles. At least those strong liquors, you know, that could make people brain dead or damage their brain.
The UK government try to ban smoking in public
places. Yeah, they do. Oh, well. Surprise, you know, Ireland did it first. Can you believe it? The one with a lot of pubs and drinking people, and they still have enough brain to do that. You know, common sense. And the UK doesn't do it. Other countries are still moving slowly now, huh? Many more countries already follow suit. Huh? Oh, what a shame. Bravo Island, huh? Good. Good for the country. I really feel very proud of that. And, you know, smoking is no good for anybody. They knew that long ago. Why don't they do anything? Put warning on the packet. But they still buy it. So just ban it in public, at least protect the ones who are non-smokers. But you know, sometimes it's terrible. Like my hotel, I stayed on non-smoking floor. But still, I smell smoke in the bathroom. Why the next door, they sneak in there and smoke. They don't respect too much. Every day like that. Because sometimes people are really not respectful. You know, they think they go in the bathroom and that's good. But then it still flies to my bathroom, you know, because they put the ventilator on and they're connected with each other. And sometimes I say, okay, they like it. They like to go in a non-smoking room and then smoke. You know what I mean? Just feel like rebellious or something like that. So in the future, you have to put not only ban, but penalty. Just like in the airplane, if you go smoke in the laboratory, they say the penalty is $2,000. For example, like that, huh? You can put that everywhere, even in hotel. If you're caught, then you should pay a penalty. That's the way they should reinforce it. Because just talking is not enough. People are not that disciplined and not morally honest enough. So we should do that, huh? And also they should put labels on alcohol. Like alcohol can damage your brain and cause a lot of sickness, like what. Or at least alcohol kills. It does kill. Drunken driving kills many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people every year around the world. Everybody knows that. And not to talk about killing. So people who rather get killed than been maimed for whole life, you know, and be a burden to a family and society and cause suffering and sorrow to that individual and the people concerned. That's even worse than death. You understand me?
Yeah.
Of course, we don't want anybody to die like that. But wouldn't it be worse if you already lost your arms, your legs, and lost your brain and have to lie there because you can't die, you can't live? A burden on society. A lot of taxpayer money, right? And it causes a lot of sorrow. And that is worse than death. If your family dies, maybe 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, you will recover. But if you have to nurse a person like this, day in, day out, can you imagine how much psychological strain it puts on those family members? Huh? Isn't that worse than death? Tell me.
Yes.
Because if somebody in your family dies, of course you feel terrible, but at least he's at peace. Yeah? And life goes on. And you know what to do with your family, your children, or maybe you restart your life again after a few years when you recover. But the person, a vegetable or half dead like that, you can't nurse him. It's just terrible. Every day like that. And then the children have a father or mother and just like have none. Worse than have none. And they go to school and everybody asks them and he feels bad, he feels embarrassed, he feels sad. A psychological damage to him as well, to the kid who has a father who lay in the hospital or in the house like a vegetable like that. Kids, they don't know how to explain. And other kids who make fun of him. I made fun of his father, all that kind of thing. Can you imagine all these things? It's not just about dying, huh? We don't support death by drunken driving, but I still think it's, in many situations, it's still better than that situation. You understand? Its effect is immense. It's not just one person, huh? Not just a victim. Yes, family and friends. Oh, terrible, terrible. Can you imagine? Talking about that only, we feel bad already, not to talk about if you are the one who has to suffer that, yeah? I mean, your family or yourself. So I think the government haven't done the best that they could. Label every dangerous thing, at least for the kids to read it also. Now they ban kids don't drink alcohol, but the kids don't understand why. Yeah? If every bottle he picks up, it says damage your brain, reduce your intelligence, impair your judgment in every way. At least the kids read it and he knows why. Okay, that's why. It just talks on television once or say it on the newspaper once. The kids don't read newspaper. And they don't run this ad every day on television for the kids to see that alcohol is bad. And just tell our kids don't drink. And you know, kids are strong and rebellious. And when you say no, they sneak and do it some other way or they try to do it themselves or stealing it. Yeah, or daring each other to do it. Yeah? Or break in the pub to get that. It's no good, is it? Why don't they put a label on it and a warning on it at least? Tell them why, just like the way they do cigarettes. At least some people come to their senses or the kids, you know it from the beginning already that it's really bad. I'll put it that it will damage your sexual function. Yeah, it's true also. If your brain damaged, isn't everything else damaged too? And if that's the most important thing to human life, why not use that? Why not tell them truly? Yeah? I don't know about you, but if you're too drunk, can you even function? You know, talking about that, huh? For a man, you know, if you're drunk and then you drive outside and then you kill a lot of people. Or yourself also, yeah? I don't know why. Okay, if you allow selling alcohol, then you have to tell everybody like that, just the way they do with cigarettes. Maybe some people still buy it, but at least some people think about it. At least the kids who have not started pick up the box of cigarettes and listen to the warning. You know, the intelligent kids. At least you save some intelligent and sensible kids. Yeah? At least he knows what he's getting. Huh? That he tries, but it's still imprinted in his mind. No, this is bad for you, this is bad for you. And then he will stop. Yeah? Maybe he tries one or tries only, and then he knows it's no good. And then he sees. But no, nothing. No warning for you. The kids just say, don't drink it.
I think the government didn't really 100% because they are worried about economic, because cigarette is one of the, you know.
But they did try. They put the warning on it. Why don't they do it with alcohol? Also economic again. Oh, they can have tax in many other ways, my God. If you stop the wars and don't produce any more weapons, you will have a lot of money. You can feed the whole world free of charge. That's what it is. The government should put one in on everything that kills. Yeah? Be it liquid or soft or hard or anything. That's the way they should do, because they are leaders of the nation. They are obliged, you know, to protect the people. Yeah? Instead of waiting till people dying or sick and then get a lot of taxpayer money and try to cure them, and sometimes it's not even possible. Too late, you know? And even if they can manage to cure it, the patient has gone through a lot of suffering already, and the family has gone through a lot of trouble. Yeah? Emotional and psychological pain. So I don't know what all the leaders of the world are doing. And we are trying so hard to help everybody, and they push on us many obstacles and problems. And checking on us here and there and laboring around. We're not doing anything wrong. Everybody knows that. Huh? Or just, if you want to know about me, just watch my TV. Watch a video and see what we're doing. It's so simple. I can't believe it. I can't believe what they're doing nowadays. Sit around, drink champagne, alcohol, and then tell the kids, don't drink it. It's bad for you. The kids look up to the adults, for example. And if the world leaders do it, why not they do it? If their fathers do it, then why not they do it? You understand me? Don't tell me what to do. You are doing it. See what I mean? What's the difference? Huh? How will you listen? How, if you are a kid, how do you listen to a father coming home zig, zig, zag, zag, and smell so foul and then slamming at the door or bang his head on the wall because he couldn't walk anymore? How would you listen to a father like that? How would you listen? I mean, how would you respect such a person? Huh? How would you rely on him to protect you? Understand? He couldn't even protect himself. Huh? Even the kids see the bad effect on the father, but the father keeps doing it. And one day he's fed up, he does it too, you know? Just to rebel, you know, to show that, okay, you did it, I do it. Many kids don't do that, okay? Some don't, but the bad example is always a bad example. An example is always more than, they say 1 ounce of example is more than tons of worthless talk. See, so I don't know what are the world leaders doing, what are they busy with, you know, the root problem. They should take care, right? Ban cigarettes, okay, better already, but put also penalty if the people break it. It's just like breaking the law. If somebody stabs somebody in the back, they put him in jail, at least for a while. If somebody smokes into your nose, causes you slow cancer, sickness, you should also be in jail. Or pay the penalty so that he stops it. This is a different killing. Different molestation, different harm, you know? That's really physical. It's like stabbing somebody. It's just different, just low pain. Invisible, yeah? Understand me? Because secondhand smoke, everybody knows. That is also very bad. It kills a lot of people, inflicts a lot of pain, makes a lot of people sick, and strains the national social security money. Everybody knows that. Don't do anything. What's the use of worrying about economic setback if you want people don't buy cigarettes, or that people will buy less cigarettes if you have warnings? When you use the money from the tax of that and then pay for the patients.
It's more expensive.
More expensive?
Research, yeah.
Yeah, more expensive, number one. Number two, inflict a lot of pain. It's not just the money only. A lot of physical pain, emotional pain, and it damaged the nation's intelligence. There's so many brains out there has been damaged by smoking, by alcohol. And we could use that to build a nation, to build a more peaceful world, more intelligent, more reasonable.